The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Before we get into it, guys, some breaking news. The Patriots have just signed Mohamed Sanu. They traded the Falcons for a second-round draft pick. So I guess this team just doesn't stop making moves. And I just continue to hate the Patriots each and every day more and more. But moving on, more reasons to hate the Patriots. They took down the Jets 33-0 on Monday Night Football. A complete smackdown, a complete beatdown, whatever you want to call it. It was just embarrassing. I'm sorry, guys. I know you guys are Jets fans, but it has to be done. Patriots 33-0 on top of the Jets. Tom Brady, 31 of 45 pass attempts, 249 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Sony Michel carrying the load 19 times for 42 yards, but three touchdowns. James White was their leading receiver, ironically, seven receptions for 59 yards. But the real star of the day was the Patriots' defense. They are, I believe, top 10 in fantasy points. They're unbelievable. They allowed 154 total yards, one sack, and got six turnovers, guys, six. That's unbelievable. Yep. I don't know how we're going to stop this. How do you stop this defense? This is insane. This is crazy.
I think it's going to have to be a team like the Ravens that can punch them in the mouth and run the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, like they know how to defend the 2019 NFL and the spread and all that. You're going to have to try to just man up and punch them in the mouth, I think.
Hey, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but go Ravens.
I'll give you a team that'll be able to handle them, and it'll probably be a better game than anybody, and that's the offensive line of the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They'll be able to handle that deep, because there's nothing they're going to be able to throw at them that those guys on that line are built purposely to be able to stop exactly what
But that's the thing. You've got to be able to hang offense with them in the trenches, right? Yeah. You got to be able to man up with them.
New England built that defense purposely to compete against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. That's the way they put that defense together. And I do think only I'm not sure Andy Reid's offensive line has enough on it to be able to withstand what they got going on. But I do think Indy, by far, best offensive line in the AFC.
Yeah, very fair point. They already took down the Chiefs, so why not take down another powerhouse being the Indianapolis Colts? Next week, you got the Patriots taking on the Browns and then the Jets visiting the Jaguars. So Patriots might be continuing their winning ways. Last night, Sam Darnold, 86 total yards, 4 interceptions.
And a fumble.
What kind of ridiculous luck is that, though? And a batted ball
for a safety. Let's not forget that.
The last month, you've played Washington, the Jets twice, Miami. Has anybody had a softer ass schedule than the New England Patriots this year? Come on.
And Cincinnati. It gets a lot different. And Joe, I'll say this. I'm going to be saying this for the next month and a half, Joe. 4 of the next 6 Patriots opponents are coming off their own bye. We'll have an extra week to prepare for the Patriots. Now, I'm not sure how much of a difference it makes, but yes. Remember how Dallas was like 3-0, but against the Giants, the Jets, and Miami? That's what New England's doing. It changes when, the Ravens have a week off to prepare for you. The Texans have a mini-bye to prepare for you. Even the Cleveland Browns, who are on bye this week, are trying to get ready and rest up Baker to prepare for you. I'm just saying, it does change. So anybody who's all of a sudden seeing this in their point differential and wants to, right now bet, that the Pats are going to go 16-0, I would not do that.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement here. Everybody against the Patriots. Anybody but the Patriots at this point. Anybody, seriously. Sure. But hopefully the Cleveland Browns, you said it, they're preparing, they're getting Baker ready for a 4 o'clock game against New England. Guys, the World Series kicks off tonight. The Nationals taking on the Astros, 8 o'clock on Fox. You got Max Scherzer taking on Garrett Cole. The Nationals are underdogs. They're plus 170 on the money line. The over-under is a 6.5 runs. And guys, right now sitting at to win the World Series, the odds are Nationals are plus 200. The Astros are minus 240. So we will see what happens game one tonight of the 115th edition of the World Series. Also tonight, guys, NBA season. It kicks off tonight. The Pelicans taking on the Raptors. We know this raging sports rage. Gabe Morenci will be in attendance for that one. Pelicans visiting the Raptors, 8 o'clock on TNT. Pelicans are plus 240. On the money line, and the Raptors are 7-point favorites. The over-under is 232. And then you got a second game to follow this one up. Venmo Brian's boy downstairs, LeBron James, and the Lakers visiting the Clippers. I guess they're not really visiting.
Wait, so Venmo Brian is a Cowboys fan and a LeBron fan?
Do not get me started. Do not get me started. It's a shame. It's a real shame. And he's from Jersey, too, so that really doesn't help either. No offense to you, Dane.
Let's see what other front runners he likes.
Go Lakers.
Yeah, Lakers. Here we go. Lakers are 2.5-point favorites over the Clippers. Clippers are plus 128 on the money line. You can find that game at 10:30 on TNT. The Pelicans will be without Zion Williamson, however, who undergoes knee surgery. He will miss 6 to 8 weeks. So we will see how the number one draft pick fares after he misses about 20 games, maybe 27 games, depending
Zion
on how long.
Zion getting hurt had Greg Oden trending on Twitter for a while.
Here we go. We'll keep everybody up to date with that. All right, going to send it back to the guys on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Tuesday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour 2 on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Let's make it rain. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez as we're getting ready for World Series Game 1 tonight, the 115th World Series featuring the Houston Astros at home. They'll be hosting the Washington Nationals, two of the best pitchers in the game by far. Scherzer going for the Nats as Cole goes for the Astros. Just about a $2 favorite, the Astros, in this game. Plus 175, definitely some value. And at a number that you never in a million years would ever be able to get Max Scherzer at, you can get him right now at plus 175, total hovering around 6.5. also some value there if you want to go ahead, maybe look at the first five, which will be juiced, but you've got some opportunities and different angles to go. You've also got the association kicks off tonight, and we heard Zion Williams. My word, Zion. Imagine being the guy that spent all this money on Pelicans future tickets and then all of a sudden learns that, oh, yeah, he's probably not going to be available until December. So 20 of the 82 games that you ultimately bet on, yeah, he's not going to be there. You got an entire team of a bunch of young dudes who are going to try to gel without him, and then they're going to try to incorporate him in right around Christmas time when he's going to be playing Denver on Christmas. It's a suck situation. I don't know that anybody could have prevented it, Dane, but it just one preseason game last week, and all of a sudden now he's having surgery. It's a bit of a head scratcher to me, man.
Is it though? I mean, listen, Joe, and I don't want to say this lightly, but Zion in his one season at Duke missed about a third of the season.
Right.
Zion, after what, two NBA Summer League games, got injured, and they were like, nah, let's let him rock. And now he's already going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. And we've talked about the kind of body he has and what the NBA is these days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure some of these horrible comparisons. I don't want to stick the kid with it. But let's
Zion Odin. I mean, Zion Williamson. I'm sorry. That's a bad comparison.
Let's see him dominate before we coronate.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NBA season, the association is finally here. Tonight it kicks off two games. Toronto taking on New Orleans. And, of course, late night, get a little L.A. action there with the Clippers taking on the Lakers. And it should be noted, of course, the Clippers are the home team tonight here, guys, because I know it's real. Yeah, it's the same damn building. But, yes, it is the Clippers here tonight, considering they're going to be able to have the arena decked out with their fans and their colors, as if that means anything, because they're all in the same locker rooms anyway. But congratulations. It is off and running. I believe they're both going to be able to hang out. I'm fairly certain they both have their own areas in that building.
Oh, okay. It's not just home road.
Locker? No, I think they have their own set of everything in that building.
Oh, okay.
So
well, that's nice.
Yeah, I think the Clippers own one side and the Lakers have the other, and it's like, okay, right. Here they go. And well, tonight is really your last opportunity before this tip off here to be able to get yourself in a couple of future bets and decide who you like as the possible 2020 NBA champion. And I think, listen, the top half, and there was some turnover this year in the NBA, but the question is, who are, if you were going to take a bet, yep, obviously the Lakers, who get a ton of steam every year, guys, because they're the Lakers and LeBron's on the team. But when you really get down to it, even the Lakers, I don't know, how good a chance do you think the Lakers have of truly winning a title coming out of the West this year? Because I think the East, I think everyone's looking at Milwaukee, and I think rightfully so, right? I mean, Milwaukee should be the favorite to come out of the East. The West is a different animal. I don't know that the Lakers should be considered the favorite to come out of the West. How do you see the two teams coming from the East and West? How do you see it shaping up in the end here, Dane?
Sure. I'm going to look to fade Milwaukee in the East, to be quite honest. I'm going to look to fade Milwaukee in the East. In the East, I'm trusting the process, and I'm going to ride with Philadelphia in the East. And I think, listen, remember how you just said how Bill Belichick and the Patriots were like forming it to beat Patty Mahomes? I think the Philadelphia 76ers have been organized to beat Giannis Antetokounmpo, most notably after already having Joel Embiid going out and getting themselves Al Horford. I think that is very important, and to try to block up that middle for Giannis. We saw Milwaukee last year when Giannis couldn't get through the Toronto defense, right? And the bodies there. He resorted to that outside game, and then guys like Middleton and that crew and Bledsoe were not enough to shoot their way past Toronto. I think the Philadelphia 76ers are looking to replicate that. And to be quite honest, I think they got a lot of skill there. I like what I'm seeing out of Boston as well. But if you ask me who I believe will win the East, it is the Philadelphia 76ers. On the West side, and I've said this before, I am going to, you know, for the last 5 years, Joe, we were never able to do this. But what we can do right now is bet the Warriors at what I think is value. And the Warriors are 9-1, the fourth choice, or tied for fourth, to win the West. Mm-hmm. And they are the sixth choice at, I believe, 12 or 13-1 to win it all. And I believe I'll stick with the Golden State Warriors. I'll stick with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. I believe Klay Thompson is coming back in March, okay? And that makes them that same team they had without Kevin Durant. And I believe that they're going to get in and they'll be rounding into form. One really under the radar at, don't forget about D'Angelo Russell. I really like that the Warriors went out and got Willie Cauley-Stein. I know it sounds silly, but these guys like the JaVale McGee's and the Looney's, I think Willie Cauley-Stein is a perfect fit as a big man for that Warriors team. I think we're going to talk about it more over the next few months, but I'm going to ride with the Golden State Warriors in the West, and I'm going to trust the process in the East with the Sixers.
It's interesting. The East is not nearly as obviously as top heavy as the West is. You really do have, I think you got a better shot of a surprise coming out of the East, shall we say. I know everyone's going to be looking at the Milwaukee Bucks and Philadelphia 76ers, and rightfully so, guys. The Sixers are ridiculous. That is going to be by far the best defensive team in the NBA. The guys, the length that they have. I mean, Josh Richardson is the smallest guy on the court. He's 6'6". Everybody else has got, like, you know, 747 wingspans. Al Horford is going to be a beast. Joel Embiid. It's going to be impossible, guys. When they want to play defense. Health goes without saying for everybody. Right. But these guys healthy are going to be extremely hard to score on. And I don't care if Simmons can shoot threes or not. The experience of last year, the addition to Horford and Josh Richardson, this makes this team extremely dangerous. But some of the teams I'm interested in seeing is What happens now? Malcolm Brogdon is on the Indiana Pacers. And what happens when they get Victor Oladipo back, who, guys, for half that season last year, he was an MVP candidate. The guy was having an unbelievable game. And you know they're going to play great defense. You know, Brogdon's going to help them shoot from the outside. Miles Turner, Sabonis, you've got an opportunity here, I think, for Indiana to surprise a lot of people in the middle of the road. So I'd be interested to see what they're having. I think a couple of teams will be way better. Of course, the Atlanta Hawks. We were talking about this off air. I really think the Atlanta Hawks are going to be must-watch television here this year. I really do. I think Trae Young and company, Collins, now you got what, Cam Reddish on that team also?
Yeah.
DeAndre Hunter. Like, you got a bunch of young guys with the old man, Vince Carter, in there kind of navigating them through the season.
Yeah.
I don't know. There will be a lot of overs. Let me put it this way. A lot of money to be made. Betting the association and the Atlanta Hawks on whatever their total is, because these guys can shoot, Dane. They can shoot, they'll shoot, and they'll shoot again. I like the Atlanta Hawks. I like their potential. And then, of course, in my neck of the woods, what does Jimmy Butler bring to the table with this Miami Heat team? Because the amount of smoke being blown towards the kid they just drafted here, right?
Yeah, Hero.
Boy,
I love this
oh
kid,
boy.
Bro. I love
dude,
him, Joe.
Everybody loves this kid down here. Like, that's all they talk about is like Hero.
Hero.
And he's going at it, man. I mean, this is a guy.
He's nasty, Joe. He's nasty. He really is.
Could be rookie of the year is what I'm hearing, man, because this kid can actually play defense, and he can shoot from anywhere on the court, Dane.
The
kid is a beast, man. And he's got one motor. Like, it's just... He's running, and he doesn't back down to anybody. So I think he just got thrown out of a game, too, a couple of weeks ago in the preseason because he was going toe-to-toe with an Orlando Magic. I think the East has the best shot for the for an upset, so to speak, or for a dog. I think the West is, listen, I think it's going to be three teams. I think it's going to be the Clippers, it's going to be the Lakers, or it's going to be Utah. And that's going to be it. I think those three at the top are probably going
Steve
to make
Harden
a run
Westbrook?
For it. I don't know. God, great regular season. Westbrook and Harden will break every record during the regular season known to mankind. But once again, analytics we've seen every year doesn't work in the playoffs, Dane. Doesn't work in the playoffs.
But let me ask you this. Do you remember it was June? We were sleep deprived because we were watching games that started at 10:30 West Coast in the playoffs, right? But I remember when Kevin Durant went down for those Warriors, you were like, oh, yeah, Steph Curry is one of the best players on the planet. What do you know? Yeah. Right. Yes. And so I ask you, if you're talking about LA and Utah, like, I'm over here saying Golden State, like, why am I crazy? Why don't they crack your top three, Joe?
Because I don't know, and none of us know what Klay Thompson's going to be when he gets back. I still have a question mark on how healthy he'd be. It's not like, you know, guys, we've seen this over the years with blown out knees like this. I don't know how. I don't know. We just don't know how they're going to jump because D'Angelo don't play defense. He's never played defense.
Yeah.
So,
but I trust Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
Well, we'll see, but the key to them winning is Klay Thompson. It's not D'Angelo Russell. Klay Thompson's got to come back 100%. I just don't know if that's going to be it yet. We'll dive into more of these games tonight, plus the season totals.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it is here. The NBA season, it tips off. We've got two games tonight, and of course, you can dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com. Compete with the pros, FanDuel, DraftKings. Use the DailyRoto.com optimizer. It is the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. You can save 10% now on winning NBA DFS advice. The promo code DUNK, that's dailyroto.com/dunk, dailyroto.com/dunk. Get your 10% off now, and keep in mind that dailyroto.com is where millionaires are made. And yes, we've got World Series action, game one tonight, two games in the association to kick it off as we take a look here at the 2019-2020 season. And we had mentioned, of course, that Zion will not be with the Pelicans here tonight as they open up the season against Toronto. Toronto will get to drop the banner and give out rings, and it's going to be very celebratory. You know, Cam and Gabe are going to be there tonight, and they should. It's they haven't been able to really celebrate because seems that Toronto Raptor fans have either been embroiled in, where is Kawhi going? You suck. If only Kevin Durant didn't go. Like, they've never really had a chance to celebrate, so to speak. But they'll have a chance tonight because that banner will drop and those rings will be handed out. But there won't be any Zion on the court. And, of course, if there's no Zion for 20, 25 games this year, well, then it changes the Rookie of the Year and MVP possibilities around the league. At least it should. With kids like, you know, we were talking about DeAndre Hunter and Tyler Hero and everybody else. There are some possible, I don't know if I haven't looked here, Dane, on FanDuel.
They have yet
but
to adjust, Joe.
Not
they
yet,
have
huh?
Yet to adjust, which is why you wake up and follow us here on Make It Rain. Joe, they have yet to adjust. If, like, honestly, I don't see how Zion could win the Rookie of the Year missing a quarter of the season, Joe. Do you?
I agree.
Okay,
absolutely.
He's still the mm-hmm. favorite to win the Rookie of the Year.
Wow. And what number is that?
Right now. And remember, this is a Rookie of the Year, so everyone's at a plus number. You know what I mean?
Right.
Zion is right now the favorite at plus 125, Joe. And even if you don't want to bet, like, you're like, oh, Zion, but him as being such a small favorite, such a big favorite, by definition, creates mm-hmm. value with everyone else if they haven't adjusted it yet, Joe. So Ja Morant, second choice at plus 260. RJ Barrett at 450. Michael Porter Jr., 16-1. Garland, 25-1. Your boy Tyler Hero, 14-1. And then it goes on for there. But if you like a guy like Ja Morant or Tyler Hero or RJ, you're getting artificial value until they move the line and accommodate for Zion's injury.
Yes, interesting. There are some reports, of course, that think they're being generous with that December return date because I can tell you this, Dane, they are not I mean, if there is any sort of question, or they are not going to rush him back at any standpoint. So, yes, there is definitely the possibility that he doesn't return until 2020. But you're right. Tyler Hero is a guy I would definitely jump on for the Heat. He is going to get significant minutes, by the way, guys, this year. He is Deion Waiters continues to get put in the doghouse with Pat Riley down here. And the reason he's in the doghouse is because he's pissed he's been losing minutes too. Tyler Hero in the preseason. What the hell you think is going to happen in the regular season here? I think that's a pretty good number, man. I really like Tyler Hero. A lot of talk. Listen, R.J. Barrett, Ja Morant, not bad either. Yeah. What's the number on him?
I mean, listen, I always thought, even last year, you know, I was on Team Ja Morant over Zion because, and I said, that the 2019 NBA with its spacing and its perimeter game, like, you know, a 6'8 locomotive doesn't work now in the NBA unless you're truly LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that Zion was going to be able to dominate like he dominated the ACC. Now, don't get me wrong. Zion is amazing. I love him. He's a freak of nature. He's good for the NBA. Absolutely. I'm just saying that his skill set is more of a 1990s NBA than a 2019 NBA. And this NBA is more suited to guys like Ja Morant and Tyler Hero that can on the move, on the dribble, create their own shot, that kind of stuff.
You also need to consider, too, some of these guys and the teams they play, because minutes are going to be important for these rookies in order to be able to play. The kid out of Gonzaga last year that went to the Wizards, Hakamura, was it? Yeah, this kid is, guys, he lit it up. He was averaging 17 points, 36 minutes in the preseason, shooting 44% from three. He's going to get a lot of minutes with the Washington. They're going to be horrendous, but that's good because that means his numbers are going to get really padded. So some of these guys have an opportunity to put up some gaudy numbers. Regardless of what happens to Zion, there's going to be some value on the rookie of the year with this new class coming in, especially if we don't see Zion till 2020, Dane. There's some value on that board right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, for guys like me who are going to sort of fade Zion anyway, I think this is a great opportunity. I wonder if it's reflected in things like New Orleans win totals, New Orleans playoff, yes, no, that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, well, let's face it. If you bought the, I think their win total was what, 37, 37 and a half, somewhere around there was what people were looking at for a season. And I mean, really, guys, like what in the hell? If you're holding that ticket and now all of a sudden he's going to go out 6 to 8 weeks. The number was 38 and a half. It's still 38 and a half, it looks like.
Right.
But it has dropped in some other places to 35 and a half as well. How is that team going to expect to gel without him? Because everything was kind of built around him.
Right.
And so now you're expecting them to hold the fort down. I don't know. I just don't know.
And when he comes back, Joe, he's going to have to take a little while to work himself in, like much like Sam Darnold and the New York Jets. You know, he's like back in preseason.
Yes.
Joe, there's a crazy basketball bet that I want your take on real quick. It's a futures bet because I'm looking at the team futures, rookie of the year, all that stuff. There is already a futures bet for the 2020 NBA draft. Okay.
Oh, God.
And they only have one prop bet as to who will be the number one overall pick in next year's draft. Joe, do you know the name it is?
Next year's NBA
draft. There's only one name for the number one pick that you can bet on, and I am astonished at who it is, and I'm kind of very upset that this person may actually be the number one overall pick.
Who is it?
LaMelo Ball, Joe.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll take the other kid from Michigan State here. I believe he's coming out this year. The kid Winston, I'll take him over LaMelo Ball.
The number one overall pick? I thought all these kids sucked except for Lonzo. This guy might be the number one overall pick?
Yeah, well, that's a terrible. Is there a yes-no bet we can make with that? Because who in their right mind is going to draft another ball and have to deal with the old man?
LaMelo Ball also.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's absolutely terrible. I don't buy that at all. Yeah, no. But there are some interesting kids that are coming out. I do believe, by the way, speaking of which, Michigan State opened up as the number one team in the country. Haven't done that in forever. As a matter of fact, I don't think Michigan State's ever opened up the AP poll to start the year at number one, especially with all those great teams with Magic and everybody else. But they're number one because that team you saw last year make it to the Final Four, they're all back. Like, that entire team is back. So way to go, Izzo and company there at Michigan State. They once again will be pretty dominant. But the team I'm most interested in that I'm really, really can't wait to see how this unfolds is the Dallas Mavericks. Because you've got Kristaps Porzingis, you're pairing him with Luka Doncic. Yeah. That is what we call a matchup nightmare in the NBA. I mean, Dan, could you imagine?
Stockton and Malone.
And Dallas, keep in mind, last year, guys, was flat out printing money. If you back Dallas against the number, they finished 45-34-3 against the spread. They were monstrous in covering last year for bettors. But this year, Porzingis and Doncic, that is just, it's ridiculous, man. 2 7-footers in the middle of that damn lineup that can shoot threes. Let me know how to, I can't wait to see how many games this team wins. I really can't.
Listen, and, you know, they have some other interesting pieces that you're probably going to laugh at. But guys like Seth Curry, not Steph Curry.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Guys like Morganovich, you know, guys like, you know, Justin Jackson, even like they have some other pieces. I'm not saying they're going to, you know, dominate. But I am also very interested in Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah. Who will take them? I just can't wait to see those guys on a regular basis.
On Bleacher Report, they do this. And it's like, who will be the next Dirk Nowitzki? And it's almost like Luka Doncic and Kristaps are fighting for who will be the, you know, who will Dirk officially pass the baton to.
I can't wait. Yes, that's true. Can think about that, right? I mean, you went from him now to these two, monsters.
Like European standard bearer kind of thing, you know?
Wow. And I believe their win total this year is 40. And there is some question marks around whether or not they're going to be able to, you know, are we I love Rick Carlisle. I think he's a great coach, right? The organization, they do what they need to do. Yeah, I kind of like with this. I'm going to be interested to see the first half of the season because I believe, isn't Porzingis still recovering?
No, he's ready to go, I think.
He's ready to go.
Okay. Yeah. And he put on like 20 pounds of muscle, Joe.
That was exactly what I read. I really bulked up.
Yeah, he's ready to go. And here's the thing, you know, maybe it's just he's getting older in his young 20s. That's what happens to men. Yep. And Maverick, win totals and odds in the West are the ninth choice. So right there on the fringe.
Wow. Interesting. Tim Hardaway Jr., a couple of interesting people on that. All right, we'll take a look at tonight's games. We'll break it down. Our Make It Rain plays next here on the grid.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals. At Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk, I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in. Can't believe it. Tuesday already, October the 22nd, and we are back at it after limited action last night. Just we had half a football game. We had one team play something else.
So the Star Wars trailer, though, that was good.
The Star Wars trailer was good also, and always listening to Booger make 180s on his opinions from the front half to the second half, from the first half to the second half, are always fun. But tonight we are back at it. Baseball, final series of the year. Somebody will be crowned here, Dan, over the next week or so. A World Series champion. Will it be the Nationals for the first time, or will it be the Houston Astros here as they continue to just dominate in the American League? And good for them. Two out of the last 3 years, here they are. And tonight, nobody better. Cole going up against Scherzer. And it's going to be a fun series. I hope it at least gives us some great storylines, some great battles. I do think this is going to be one hell of a pitcher's battle here tonight. I think all the games are certainly going to be intriguing. But let's face it, I think, Dane, the moves, the exciting parts of the games, I think, are going to once the coaches have to go to the bullpens, once A.J. Hinch and Dave Martinez, once they've got to come out there and pull a Scherzer out or pull a Cole out, to me, I think that's where the fun will start. And that, to me, is where it's going to get very interesting. Which one of these bullpens shows up? Because that is really, I think, how this series is going to be determined. Which bullpen shows up in the big moments? Because these guys are not going to be able to go nine innings in every game.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, if you kind of like read the tea leaves of what we're saying, We believe in these starting pitchers on both sides. Right. And sure, maybe one of them will get blown up. But like we are really, and so does Vegas with the totals and the first half totals. Mm-hmm. We're going to see first half totals in this series that are around 3.5 and 4, you know, whether it's Scherzer and Cole. But we'll see the same thing for Verlander and Strasburg. We'll see similar things for Grinke and Corbin. Right. So What the books are telling you with their lines is that in essence, they're expecting these to be like three-inning bullpen sprints to the finish. They're telling you they think it's going to be 2-2 after six, you know, in these games. And so that's what's going to be exciting when a lot of times it's going to be like a really condensed, pressurized three-inning game against the bullpens. And that's that creates drama, Joe, and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Now, the numbers and the latest odds there from our friends at FanDuel. They put the Astros at about a $2 favorite here in this game tonight, plus 175 in or around for
it's up
Max Scherzer.
Joe.
Is it more now?
Yeah, oh, in the last hour. Now Houston is at -210, and the Astros are at +180. So it was 195. It's moved to -210 literally in the last half hour. So money's coming in on Cole.
It's rolling on call, but it doesn't change my mind. I still, the value to me is backing Scherzer and the Nats in this spot, game one, because let's think it. If you're going to get the Nats, probably now would be the time, certainly from a series standpoint, because if they do by something crazy, let's say happen to win tonight, Dane, yeah. What's going to happen to the series prices tomorrow morning when we wake up for the Washington Nationals? I mean, it's, yeah, everything's going to change because I don't think they view Verlander in the same light as Cole anymore, especially going up against Strasburg, who has been playoff Strasburg has been ridiculous, just as good, if not better. And there's been a couple of now, three in a row playoff starts by Verlander that, still Verlander, but it, you know, he's had his moments where he is not unhittable like what Cole seems to be.
Yeah. So with the question being, if the Nationals, if they do steal home field advantage in game one, where will it go? I honestly, Joe, I think the Astros will still be minus number. I think they'll still be favorites to win the series, but you know, it'll be a lot closer.
Yeah. It certainly will. I do think there is certainly some value there in that game tonight. But keep an eye on the bullpens. And I do believe DH here tonight, correct? So we get an extra bat in the lineup. Yep, yeah. In Houston. So keep, I don't know that that'll
like
make a difference.
Like Howie Kendrick
against,
or Matt Adams or something like that in the lineup.
Which is big for you. I mean, let's face it. They get a little better defense. And all of a sudden now they get the extra bat, Washington. Right. So the advantage for Washington, it's still 2-3-2, the format too, correct?
Is it? I got to double check that. It could be 2-2-1-1-1, but I think it is 2-3-2. I'll double check.
Okay, yeah, because then, you know, Washington, I think that obviously having the pitchers hit there in Washington is certainly a leg up because they'll have to take a bat out of the order there for the Astros. But that's going to be fun. 8 o'clock. 2-3-2. All right. So you got we got that coming up at 8:08 tonight. And then, of course, we've got some NBA basketball here. And game one tonight, Dane, will feature the New Orleans Pelicans traveling to Toronto to watch them celebrate and drop the banners and stuff. Now, what are you showing at FanDuel as far as the spreads go in this game? I had seen Toronto at around -7 or so. Is that still is that still the number?
Yeah, it's -7, and the total is 232. It's a high total.
And 232. Okay, that's a really a high total here. So you got Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, who just got his contract, Marc Gasol, Van Fleet. Pretty much everybody that you watched win this championship last year is back minus Kawhi Leonard. For the most part, that's what you are dealing with here, guys. So as far as New Orleans goes, how are you leaning in this game here, Dan? How much if Zion was here, I think we'd be having a different conversation. But since he's gone, what are your thoughts on this game here tonight?
I like Toronto to win this game. I mean, the energy in that building, like there's a reason Gabe is going up there, right? You know what I mean? And that, like, this idea of they're getting the banners, they're getting their rings, whatever, they're celebrating. That is a very tough environment for a new composition of players that the Pelicans are bringing. That's a tough environment to go in there and win. Now, 7 points is a lot. You know, maybe it's the spread, but I think my safest play would just be to lay the damn money line and bet Toronto. I don't think they lose when they hang the banners. But if you're more confident than I in that, lay the 7 as well. But my play, and remember, we don't have to play at all, and I like to play in the late game better, but my play, I guess, would just be Toronto money line.
Let's talk about that late game, too, is the Lakers and the Clippers. How finally, right? Kawhi, no Paul George, though. Keep that in mind. Also, no Kyle Kuzma for the Lakers foot. So we do have the Brow and LeBron and company versus, you know, Kawhi and Beverly and, you know, we got
Williams.
This is going to be fun to watch. You know what I mean? This is going to be a really fun watch. What is it? Lakers still favored in this game or what's happening?
Yeah, the Lakers are, I guess, technically road favorites. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's 3.5, Joe. Clippers are getting 3.5. Wow. Total I'm staring at is 224.
Ugh.
I think that's high, Joe. I like the under in this one. Tell me I'm crazy. But to me, the reason is because this is such a public game.
Yes.
And everyone loves overs, right? And I think, listen, the Clippers and the Lakers, quite frankly, have a lot of new pieces. I don't know how much they've played together. You know, a little bit of tightness in the arena. I just kind of feel like this is high, and it's probably artificially inflated with a lot of public money.
Yep. I agree with you. The Lakers are without a doubt always, and it's a good time to remind you guys, the Lakers all year will have a ridiculous amount of public money coming towards them. I mean, you can count on it. And don't forget, the books also know this, Dane. So there will be baked into the number. Keep in mind, this is what you are going to get from the books. You're going to get over every time LeBron and anybody else comes to town. They're going to be way, I think, overvalued here. But, you know, going up against no Paul George, but Kawhi and company, I can't wait to see what kind of effort we get. Yeah, I cannot wait to see what kind of effort we get from these two teams. To your point,
great defensively. I mean,
probably going to bring it both teams on the defensive end, right? Because Kawhi, not only can he score, guys, but when he wants to shut you down, he's going to shut you down. So it'll be
to the 110s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, could you see like a 105-110 kind of game somewhere along those lines?
That's fine, but that's the under. That still hits me the under.
That's what I mean. Exactly.
Like, that is what I mean. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not in the business of picking exact scores for basketball games, but, you know, like 111-104, something like that, you know?
I kind of agree with you.
Like, with this gets pressurized, the rivalry, it might get tight, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, new pieces. I don't know. This just seems high to me, Joe. And I feel like it's, you know, season opener, LA. It's sexy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that brings in the casual fan, which brings in the higher total. I'm just going to fade the public kind of and go with this under, I think.
Love that. Also, it's certainly a big enough spread there. I do think the Clippers are going to be able to win this game. I think the Clippers, it's us against the world kind of attitude. Right. I think the whole little brother, big brother thing, I think they come out firing on LeBron and company here. And I do think the Clippers are going to win this game. I also don't think New Orleans is going to come close to winning this game.
Right.
But I also don't think 232.5 points are ever going to be scored in this game. Because I do think Toronto is not going to get into a track meet game one. They are going to slow, make this all about half court. They're going to force these guys, defense, Ibaka, Gasol, Van Fleet, Kyle Lowry, Siakam, guys, good luck. That's a defensive juggernaut in this game. I'd be shocked if New Orleans got to 100 points. I'd be shocked tonight if they got to 100 points in the arena, flag, you know, banner, rings. That's way too many points.
Cam yelling at them, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I think that's way too many points there. I'll be fading the under too, which is also, I'll be fading the over rather and going with the under in this game. Keep in mind, early in the season, shot clock changes. It promotes overs, but when we get after the first 20 some odd games, that's when it starts to come in. Like I said, Dane, earlier, like we've said with any preseason, the start of the football year, takes the markets a little while to adjust here. So you do have an advantage as a bettor. Some of these numbers, they are going to be blown out of proportion. There's going to be value to be found, especially with the totals.
Yeah, so you're with me, right? I'm on the under on both games. And you like both of those plays?
Yeah, I like the Clippers in the Clipper game. I think the Clippers win this game outright, and I think they make a. I think they start off in the right foot. Plus, it's Clipper season ticket holders, right? So the Clippers are going to be. They're going to be their fans in there, and welcome to Kawhi World, folks. It'll be fun to watch him go at it here tonight. I like him. I like the Clippers to win this game. Screw the Lakers. I mean, way overhyped, overvalued. And what is the over-under on Anthony Davis getting hurt tonight? How many minutes is he going to play? Nine minutes?
I don't know if we have that number exactly, Joe, but I'm with you. Whatever it is, I'll fade it. Whatever his season game total is, I will fade it. And to be quite honest, Father Time is undefeated. I'd fade it for LeBron also.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, with that groin injury last year, that was the first time that ever happened. It's not like bodies. I don't care about your sleep therapy and your blood spinning and your avocados that you're eating and all that hyperbaric stuff.
Father Time loses to nobody except Tom Brady, apparently. All right, good luck in these games here tonight. Do yourself a favor. Enjoy them. Two NBA, one World Series game. We'll be back tomorrow breaking them down for you. Morning After is next. Good luck tonight, guys. Make it rain. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't want to miss
a thing. Over at our partners on FanDuel, it's 3.5, but the juice is high. You know, they're about to move it, okay? So under 3.5 is at -126. And as we always say, you know, they move that juice up to 110, to 120, 125. And once they start getting there, that's what the books are doing because they don't want to go down to 3 because then they think, you know, the sharps will come in and hammer it. But always look at the juice, and it's over 125, Joe.
It's interesting. Another trend here, Dane, that with the totals in this particular spot is that since 2005, when we have a total of 7 or less, like we do right now in this spot, contrarian has actually been pretty profitable. Taking the over has cashed over 56% of the time, and that's a 22-11 record in the World Series. 56% in the playoffs. And that's a big number in the 66.7% in the World Series. So maybe sometimes it gets so artificially and we're so going overboard because I'm with you, man. What happens where Scherzer or Cole get taken out in, let's say, the seventh inning? You got 3 innings of, let's say it's 2-1, right? You got 3 innings of both of those bullpens.
Exactly.
Can you not get the 4-3? You know what I mean? The question is, where are you going to go? We'll start backwards here, Dane. How are you looking at the series here? Is it Astros 4, 5, 6, 7? Is it Nationals? What do you think this is going to divvy up on?
So my series lean at this point in time, and interestingly enough, it is, I believe, no, it's the second choice because you could pick the exact result of the World Series, you know, and they have odds. What I believe is the second choice, which is Houston in 5.
Yeah, I'm finding it so hard not to lean that way myself. And the price is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, is there a big difference between Houston in 5 and 6, or is it relatively close to the same odds?
Those are the first and second choices. Houston in 6 is +290.
Okay, so
Houston
like 3-1.
5 is +390.
All right, so it's all right. So 4-1 and 3-1.
Houston in a game 7 is right there as well at +400.
So really 4-3 and 2-1, basically, depending on the games that you want there. And is there any big value in Washington maybe pulling us out in 6 or 7?
Yeah, you'd have to go.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.